Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-relevant topics on the whole specification, how human activities change coastal landscapes and what that means for people and the environment. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts, walk through the key case studies, nail the exam technique, and finish with a quickfire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Coastlines are dynamic, constantly changing environments. Waves, tides, and longshore drift are always at work, eroding, transporting, and depositing material. But here's the thing that examiners love to test. Humans don't just observe these processes. We intervene. We build on cliffs, farm right to the cliff edge, dredge harbours, and construct sea walls. And every single one of those actions changes the coastal landscape in ways that can have serious consequences. So let's start with human activities and their impacts. There are three main categories you need to know: urbanisation, agriculture, and industry. First, urbanisation. When we build towns and cities on or near the coast, we change how water moves through the landscape. Think about it. Concrete and tarmac are impermeable. That means rainwater can't soak into the ground. Instead, it runs off quickly, saturating cliff materials and increasing the risk of cliff slumping and landslides. On top of that, the sheer weight of buildings on clifftops puts pressure on the rock below, making collapse more likely. A really good example of this is Barton-on-Sea in Hampshire, where housing development on soft clay cliffs has accelerated erosion rates significantly. Second, agriculture. Farming right to the cliff edge removes the vegetation that holds soil together. When roots are gone, there's nothing to bind the cliff material, so it erodes much faster. Irrigation adds water to already unstable cliff faces, and livestock trampling the cliff edge weakens it further. These might seem like small actions, but over time they dramatically increase the rate of coastal recession. Third, industry and tourism. Ports and harbours interrupt longshore drift, the natural movement of sediment along the coast. When you build a harbour wall, you stop sediment reaching beaches further down the coast, causing those beaches to narrow and eventually disappear. Dredging removes material from the seabed, which can also reduce the amount of sediment available to beaches. And tourist footfall, millions of people walking over sand dunes, destroys the marram grass that holds dunes together, leading to dune erosion. Now, let's talk about coastal recession and flooding, and crucially, their impacts on people and the environment. Coastal recession is the long-term retreat of the coastline due to erosion. The impacts on people are significant and wide-ranging. The most obvious is the loss of homes and property. At Happysburg in Norfolk, and this is a case study you absolutely must know, the coastline is retreating at around 1 metre per year. Since 2000, more than 25 homes have been lost to the sea. Residents receive no government compensation because the area is not protected by coastal defences. Imagine watching your home slowly disappear into the North Sea. That's the reality for people at Happysburg. Beyond homes, there are economic impacts. Property values fall in areas at risk of erosion, businesses lose trade, farmland disappears, infrastructure, roads, railways, utilities, gets cut off or destroyed. And there's a mental health dimension too. The stress and anxiety of living with the constant threat of losing your home is a real and serious impact that examiners will credit in your answers. For the environment, coastal recession has both negative and positive effects, and this is where you can really impress an examiner. Negatively, erosion destroys cliff nesting habitats for birds like kittiwakes and guillemots. Saltwater intrusion into freshwater aquifers harms ecosystems and water supplies. Increased sediment in the water reduces light penetration, affecting marine photosynthesis. But some erosion is natural and beneficial. It provides sediment that builds beaches and mudflats elsewhere, creating new habitats.
Right, let's move on to the big one. Coastal management strategies. This is where most of the exam marks are, so pay close attention. Coastal management is divided into two broad approaches, hard engineering and soft engineering. You need to be able to evaluate both. That means advantages and disadvantages. Hard engineering uses artificial structures to defend the coast. Let's go through the main ones. Seawalls are curved concrete barriers built at the base of cliffs or along the shoreline. They reflect wave energy back out to sea, protecting the land behind. The advantage is that they provide immediate, reliable protection and have a long lifespan of 50 years or more. The disadvantage? They're extremely expensive, up to £10,000 per metre, and they can actually increase erosion at the base of the wall because reflected waves scour the seabed. They also look unattractive and can prevent public access to the beach. Groynes are wooden or rock structures built perpendicular to the shore. They interrupt longshore drift and trap sediment, building up the beach. A wider beach is actually a brilliant natural defence because it absorbs wave energy before it reaches the land. Groynes cost around £200,000 each. The problem is that by trapping sediment on one side, they starve beaches further down the coast of material, which can increase erosion there. This is called terminal groyne syndrome, worth mentioning in an exam for extra marks. Riprap, also called rock armour, involves placing large boulders at the base of cliffs or seawalls. The boulders absorb and dissipate wave energy, rather than reflecting it. They're cheaper than seawalls, around £3,000 per metre, and they look more natural. But they can be moved by very powerful storms, and they don't look great on tourist beaches. Now, soft engineering. This approach works with natural processes, rather than against them. Beach nourishment involves adding sand or shingle to a beach to make it wider and higher. A wider beach absorbs more wave energy, protecting the land behind. It's relatively cheap, around £3,000 per metre, and it maintains the beach for tourism. The downside is that it needs to be repeated regularly, perhaps every few years, as the added sediment is gradually removed by waves. Bournemouth Beach in Dorset is a famous example of beach nourishment, with millions of pounds spent keeping the beach wide enough to protect the town and attract tourists. Managed retreat, also called coastal realignment, is perhaps the most controversial strategy. It involves deliberately allowing the sea to flood low-lying land, creating new intertidal habitats like salt marshes. The Abbots Hall Farm managed retreat scheme in Essex is a key case study. In 2002, seawalls were breached, allowing 84 hectares of farmland to flood and become salt marsh. It cost around £300,000, compared to millions for hard engineering. The advantages are that it's cost-effective, creates valuable wildlife habitats, and works with natural processes. The disadvantages are that farmland and sometimes homes are lost, and communities can feel abandoned by the government.
Okay, let's shift to exam technique. This is where I can really help you pick up extra marks. The most common mistake candidates make is describing rather than explaining. If a question says explain why, you must give reasons and link them together. Don't just say sea walls are expensive. Say sea walls are expensive, costing up to £10,000 per metre, which means that many local councils cannot afford to build them, leaving some communities without protection. Command words are crucial. Describe means say what you can see or know, no explanation needed. Explain means give reasons. Use connective words like because, therefore, this means that, as a result. Assess or evaluate means weigh up the advantages and disadvantages and reach a conclusion. To what extent means you need to argue both sides and make a clear judgment. For 6-mark and 9-mark questions, structure is everything. Use the Peel framework. Point, evidence, explanation, link. Back up every point with specific evidence. Named case studies, statistics, dates. Examiners are looking for that analytical thread running through your answer. For longer evaluation questions, always include a named case study. Happysborough for coastal recession, Bournemouth for beach nourishment, Abbots Hall Farm for managed retreat. These names with specific facts and figures are what separate a level 3 answer from a level 4. Now, quickfire recall quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the term for the long-term retreat of the coastline due to erosion? Coastal recession. Well done if you got that. Question two. Name one hard engineering strategy and one soft engineering strategy. Hard engineering, seawall, groins or riprap. Soft engineering, beach nourishment or managed retreat. Question three. At Happysborough in Norfolk, approximately how much coastline is lost per year? Around 1 metre per year. Question four. What is terminal groin syndrome? When groins trap sediment on one side, starving beaches further down the coast of material, increasing erosion there. Question 5. Name the managed retreat case study in Essex and give one advantage. Abbots Hall Farm, 2002. Advantages include cost-effective, created salt marsh habitat, works with natural processes. Right, let's wrap up with the key points to take away. Human activities, urbanisation, agriculture and industry all change coastal landscapes, mainly by increasing erosion rates and disrupting natural sediment supply. Coastal recession and flooding have serious impacts on people, including loss of homes, economic damage and mental health effects, as well as environmental impact on habitats and ecosystems. Hard engineering strategies like sea walls, groins or riprap provide immediate protection, but are expensive and can cause problems elsewhere on the coast. Soft engineering strategies, like beach nourishment or managed retreat, work with natural processes, are often cheaper and are better for the environment, but may not provide immediate protection and can be controversial. In your exam, always use named case studies with specific facts and figures. Structure your answers clearly and make sure you're explaining rather than just describing. You've got this. The coast is a brilliant topic. It's real, it's visible, and it affects millions of people right now. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and good luck. I'll see you in the next episode.